probiotic.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free here. 855-450-FREE, and that is the Pro-XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. As we launch into the second hour of the program, Derek J. did have to go. He was very gracious to spend a segment with us in the last hour, the host of Peace News Now, and you can get some more Peace News Now at peacenewsnow.com. Some may be concerned that Derek has ceased production of the five-minute daily news update for Peace News Now, and that also saddens me a little bit, because I really enjoyed hearing it when I could, and a lot of people did. Unfortunately, it just was too much work for him, and he wasn't getting anything for it,
yeah.
Basically. So, as usual is the case, a lot of people really like what he did, but there wasn't enough coming in, you know, to make it really worthwhile. So he is.
It's the big challenge with liberty-oriented media, you know.
So he is going to continue his 2-hour show, which happens twice a week on LRN.FM on Sundays and also on Tuesdays. So he will continue to get Peace News Now and the positive news coverage that Derek J is so faithful about performing, like getting out there. And he said it was actually really exhausting to him. I heard him talking about it with Michelle Seven on a recent show, and he said it was really exhausting trying to find good news to even to talk about on a daily basis on these
positive
newscasts.
News.
Yeah, positive news, right? So anyway, peacenewsnow.com still exists. He's still posting content to the YouTube channel for it, and so there will be more Derek J in the future. Just wanted to give people an update on what's going on there. So last hour we were talking quite a bit about the Amanda Billyrock case. To bring you up to speed, Amanda Billyrock is a YouTube vlogger. Who has been fairly prolific amongst some of the liberty movement. She moved to New Hampshire this summer after the Porcupine Freedom Festival and immediately jumped feet first into activism. She found herself involving herself in cop blocking out in the Manchester area where she lives, and she's been, you know, going to all sorts of different things and covering them with her video camera and, you know, narrating them, essentially. Doing a great job of it. I consider her to be an independent journalist. She shut down her blog recently. She's continuing to do the vlogging on YouTube, but she shut down the blog portion. So when she shut down her blog, I invited her to come blog over at Free Keen because I figured she would still want to have an outlet, and she did agree that she was interested in that. I'm hoping that I can get her on here at some point, although right now she's less than interested in talking about her situation due to the advice of her attorney. And her situation is that she was arrested over the weekend and charged with several different victimless crimes, including possession of controlled drug, transporting an alcoholic beverage, resisting arrest or detention, disobeying an officer, and DUI.
And additionally, her automobile was towed and impounded because she has a valid Utah driver's license, but the vehicle has New Hampshire registration.
Okay.
So because of that situation that is a bit of an anomaly, the police decided to tow her vehicle.
And then charge her,
leaving her two passengers
in the cold,
stranded on the side of the road in the
dark,
cold.
Cold New Hampshire night. Yeah, real compassion there from those officers. Because somebody could have, even though they were arresting Amanda, if one of those other two passengers was a licensed driver, in theory, they should have been able to drive that car away.
Should have been able to.
Yeah. So that's the situation as we understand it. Daryl, you having talked to one of the passengers,
yes.
Others having seen the video of the arrest that she posted, then subsequently removed from her channel on the advice of the attorney in this case, who is also a Free State Project participant. But he's one of those attorneys who kind of comes at things from the typical attorney perspective. And I get it, you know, from his perspective is, hey, this is something that could be useful in the case. I don't want to let it out of, let the information out before
that's
it's
what they're
time.
Trained to do is to control the information because you can't control the media. The media is going to do whatever they're going to do. The interpretation is going to be whatever it is.
But not all attorneys are like this. Our attorney, John Meyer, in the Robin Hood case, has never been somebody who has restricted the media.
He's not financially involved either. So an attorney who's being paid is different than an attorney who's doing it pro se, I would say, that the level of emotional involvement might
be different.
I
pointed out to this attorney that that if he's – because he's restricting the access to information like the arrest video, that he's restricting the amount of people who could possibly donate to Amanda because she does have a fundraiser going on. She's accepting Bitcoin, for instance, for her legal fees.
Yeah.
And there was a post in the Free State Bitcoin Consortium by one fairly active Bitcoiner who said that he doesn't want to give any money to this cause because he doesn't know what the cause is right now. He doesn't know what the charges are. Now they do because I went and did some research today and found that out. But he didn't know what, and he still doesn't know what happened on the scene. I mean, I could totally understand. Like, I believe that without having seen the video, I believe that Amanda was probably calm and cool and, you know, was okay.
I want to support somebody who's righteous in their situation and dealing with the police. I do not want to support somebody who's acted like a brain jackass. I just don't want to do
that. And we don't know because we don't have access to the video. So who knows how restricted her, you know, pool of potential donors is because they don't know hardly any facts in the case. And there's no chance that they're going to learn these facts until this information comes out. So, I mean, to Amanda's credit, she's a pretty young lady, so I'm sure she'll have an easier time than any of the three of us would doing fundraising.
Absolutely.
You know, sight unseen without having anybody seen the video, and good for her for that. I mean, God bless her. But for the rest of us, you know, when we get in trouble, it, in my opinion, is only beneficial to put that information out there. I've got a dash cam in the car that I drive, and I've got a cell phone camera because I want people to know what I've done. I want it to be seen, unless, as you pointed out, you know, I was being rude and saying F you to the police, something that I would be embarrassed about putting out. And it's my understanding that she didn't need to be embarrassed about this. I didn't hear anybody critique her performance in the video except maybe some people saying they didn't think she should have been quiet. Because apparently she was quiet. So just beyond the activist critique, there was no critique of her behavior.
Right.
There was no critique in the way that she handled this this situation. So I'm with Derek J. on this. I say err on the side of transparency. Get the word out. You're in the moral right on this case. And I think Derek he touched on this point. I think it deserves further explication here. The idea that it's 2013, coming up on 2014, we have a completely different world now as far as media being able to cross barriers and cross boundaries and being able to get out there in a way that it's never been able to do 20 years ago. And as a result of that, that can create this groundswell of support, that can create a groundswell of activists contacting the prosecutor, as I did today, or contacting the police department and, you know, and expressing themselves to these bureaucrats. We have seen instances where, and there's no way to tell for sure this is what did it, but where certain activists were released earlier, Amanda may be one of them. She was in there, and they were telling people calling that she's going to be in for the weekend. She was arrested on Friday night. The typical thing to do there, if you don't get bail posted, is you sit in the jail until Monday when you appear in front of a judge, and then maybe the judge will reset the bail, and you can get out at that point. Nobody posted cash for Amanda this weekend. She was released on $4,000 PR, which stands for personal recognizance. So at some point, somebody, maybe it was the bail commissioner or whoever, somebody changed their mind about keeping her in jail over the weekend and said, we're just going to let her out on PR. We'll see you in court. So did that have to do with the fact that people were calling the jail? I don't know, but I do know that when Amanda got out, she posted a Facebook update saying she appreciated, had immense gratitude for the people calling the jail. All the while, the attorney is suggesting that those of us who are calling the jail are being paternalistic, and we're forcing our view of what she should do down upon her. And I'm sorry, but this isn't paternalism. It's paternalism when you try to tell everybody that they need to come to you first to approve what you're, you know, if I want to go and write a blog post, or if I want to call the jail or call the county prosecutor and tell them what I think, that I would have to check in with the attorney first. That sounds paternalistic to me. And at one point, he even goes, well, too bad we can't all be like a family on this. Well, what's that supposed to mean? Does that mean we do what Daddy Attorney tells us to
here's
do?
Here's my question. If the Laconia Daily Sun writes an article about this, is this attorney going to call the newspaper and say, yeah, you guys need to remove that article out of your newspaper?
To be fair, he didn't ask anybody to remove their articles. He didn't do that. And he's claiming he doesn't have an opinion on whether or not people should call the jail and or call the prosecutor. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, including the mobile site. Those of you with a smartphone who would like access to the website, to the streams, actually, because there's really no website on the mobile site. It's just the streams. There's nothing else beyond easy links to the streams and the podcasts. Make it fast and easy for you. mismobile.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about governments, the government confiscating your IRA or perhaps your gold or nationalizing your pension plan or raising taxes? I think you can be pretty sure that's going to happen. Possibly imposing more restrictions on your freedom to travel abroad? Do you know the State Department can yank your passport if you owe as little as $2,500 to the government? You literally wouldn't be able to leave the country. Some people are suggesting to leave the U.S. now, but maybe you've got a wife and kids and a family and a mortgage and all that stuff that goes with it. You may not be ready to just pack your bags and watch whatever you might happen to the United States from afar. Just did an interview today with a couple on the Edgington Post that's claiming that you're going to see financial mayhem begin on December 2014, that you're going to see hyperinflation of 100%. Now, look.
Where'd you find these people?
Well, they wrote a book.
And anybody can do that.
And apparently some fellow that they were talking, you know, purporting as an expert says that this is going to happen.
There's been doom and gloomers forever.
I think that it's they're going out on a limb and, you know, predicting a month. But do I think hyperinflation and is going to strike the U.S. dollar? I do. When? I don't know. Do I think that the U.S. dollar is, you know, going to be the world's reserve currency now until the end of time? Only a fool believes that. Only a fool, a flat fool, believes the U.S. dollar is going to be the world reserve currency till from now until the end of time. Well, there's a dozen experts who's going to be sharing information on what you can do to free yourself at a very intimate event in Las Vegas, the 23rd through the 25th. People like Peter Schiff, Vitalik from Bitcoin Magazine, Jeff Berwick's going to be there from Dollar Vigilante. You can go get your ticket. We've got special pricing at passport.freetalklive.com. This conference is about taking action, so perhaps it's for somebody who's willing to take action and get a ticket. Go get your tickets today at passport.freetalklive.com.
So we continue here. Just a few more thoughts on the Amanda Billy Rock situation. And if you have any opinions on this idea of transparency, is it beneficial to be transparent all the time when it comes to, say, arrest footage or any kind of footage of your interactions with the police that subsequently resulted in charges being filed against you, not necessarily because you're recording, but just simply your interaction with the police? You know, is it good to keep that close to your chest and not put it out there, or is it better to put it out there, to err on the side of transparency and to let people see what it was that actually transpired? I am on the side of transparency on this one. I think it can benefit in so many ways because it can galvanize people behind you. They'll know how you were in that situation. There's no more question marks. It's an objective record. Yeah, you could make the argument that there's something the state might be able to pull from the video that could possibly be damning to you, but if you haven't done anything to harm another human being in that video, what's the big concern?
Well, I would think that the attorney would take an opportunity to look at the video before it was released. You know, see whether there's damning evidence in there, and then at that point choose to release the video. That's what I would think, sitting from afar. But I'm not the one who's going to make or break. You know, my career as an attorney isn't on the line here because I don't have a career as an attorney. My career as a as journalist, such that it is really a commentator, really has to do with them releasing information. So I'm biased.
I still say that there's got to be a happy medium between putting everything on the table and saying, yes, I'm guilty before going to trial, and not releasing any information at all.
Well, the difference between, you don't have to say, yes, I'm guilty, but you can put out the information there.
Well, that's
you can
a
make
way
the
when
argument
you take,
to the jury that I didn't do anything wrong.
When you take transparency to its fullest extent, you do not deny guilt before the trial.
Well, I never plead guilty or not guilty. They automatically put in a plea of not guilty when you don't take a plea in any given case. At least that's how they do it here in New Hampshire.
Well, people probably would consider your writing out that you know that 60-day sentence at 48 days or whatever as you know maybe not the best example about how one can go about. You know, handling a case.
Well, actually, in point of fact, Mark, in that case, the video helped me get out of one of those charges.
It did.
Because the video showed that I wasn't resisting arrest. And again, as I pointed out before, videos of activists who are remaining peaceful in their videos are usually, in my opinion, beneficial to the activists. Not only are they beneficial in court, in front of a jury, or in front of a judge, but they're also beneficial in the court of public opinion. As of right now, court of public opinion, who's somebody who's just reading the you know the news about this, is going to see Amanda Billyrock charged with DUI, and that's going to make people think certain things.
Sure it does.
Now,
absolutely.
That's my headline. I wrote that headline, but you know, presuming they read the rest of it, I mean, it's pretty clear. I don't think that she is actually a drunk driver.
Well, what one needs to consider here is the fact, as I understand the Supreme Court ruling that Daryl recommended referenced earlier, and I don't know the name of it, but essentially, if you choose to not speak, you must tell the police that you are not speaking and invoking your Fifth Amendment rights. Otherwise, that speech can be, you know, that lack of speech can in some way or another be considered a, you know, an admission of guilt.
Hmm.
So that would mean that if she didn't, in the video, say that she was enacting her Fifth Amendment right, she may be showing some guilt by the fact that she's just showing this video.
It can also be interpreted as disobeying an officer and possibly even resisting arrest.
I suppose. I mean, those are I'm less convinced by those arguments.
Right, but those seem to be catch-alls. If you don't do exactly what the cop wants,
pretty much,
then they will charge you with one or both of those charges.
Yep. Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. On Skype, we have Johnson. Hey, Johnson.
Hey, I'm calling in with a report here about Squarespace. They have actually been taken down, which is pretty shocking. They're currently under a massive distributed denial of service attack at a rate of 40 gigabytes per second.
That's a lot of gigabytes.
So why is somebody going after Squarespace?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, obviously with a web host, there's typically a reason, some site that someone doesn't like and is trying to take down. And with a massive web host like Squarespace, that could be, you know, who knows, hundreds of sites. I mean, they host hundreds of thousands of websites, so, you know, who knows.
It's a globalist conspiracy to go after Free Talk Live advertisers.
Well, the good news is Squarespace is keeping their customers informed. There's a website, status.squarespace.com, with fairly constant updates on what's going on behind the scenes.
I mean, this is actually pretty huge because they are almost never offline. I mean, I have never seen a Squarespace go down ever in the entire time that I've ever, you know.
Well, it's usually things like this is why companies can only claim 99.99% of time.
Right.
Johnson, I don't know if you have any other thoughts on other issues.
Nope,
if you do. All right, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. More coming up. Your thoughts. Bombings in Yemen. Drone strikes, actually, have been banned. Well, Daryl has the story on that, and you can bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. As we continue here, 855-450-FREE is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. I said anyone can publish a book, and Daryl has published several.
Yes.
Which is far more than the average anyone. What's one of the many things you do at fpp.cc is book publishing for people, not just yourself, but for others in the Liberty world, current authors as well as authors long deceased.
Yes. Mark Twain, Frederick Bastiat, just to name a few, Emmett Goldman, which I'm still having trouble getting the Emmett Goldman book available in Europe, because apparently the distributor with ties to Amazon is claiming that the book is still copyrighted in Europe, even though my understanding of European copyright law says that the book is not copyrighted any longer.
Wow.
But they're still claiming that it is, and they won't tell me why they claim that.
Well, Daryl, don't you know that Emma Goldman's great-great-grandchildren should be able to profit from her works? I mean, gosh.
She's been dead for 72, 73 years now. The book was published 103 years ago. That both on both cases is past the term of copyright under European law.
You know what I think is? I think that you know, whoever Arg or Tharg or Thud who created the wheel, that we, the progeny of this individual, should all have to pay each other every time we use a wheel, because yes. Arg created this incredibly powerful piece of intellectual property known as like a circle, and you know, and we use them all the time. Circles are used and so often, and we should constantly be sending checks all over. I don't know what's older than a check, because you can be sure that this kind of behavior in the marketplace would stifle innovation. And we don't need innovation. We need intellectual property.
Send wampum. Right. Via carrier pigeon.
That's right. We need to send shells via carrier pigeon to each other every time we use things like wheel and fire and stuff like that, because that would solve this problem. Because what we really want is we want a lack of innovation.
So, Daryl, you do publishing. You also do news. You do a few podcasts, and all of those things are available on your website, fpp.cc.
If you want to get a great do some great online shopping, do it at. Excuse me, it's bitcoinstore.com, Ian. That's where you can get great deals.
It is a great store.
You get great deals on electronic items there at bitcoinstore.com. And just in time for the holiday, they actually don't do any markup. It's completely wholesale. And why would somebody do that? Why would somebody sell their products and not make a markup?
Well, he's crazy.
He's so low, it's insane. No, he's dedicated. The reason he does it is because he believes in the ideas of Bitcoin. He wants people to be able to buy things in Bitcoin. And you can buy electronic items at bitcoinstore.com at incredibly low prices. I did it with the computer I'm using right now, as a matter of fact. Got it quickly. Shipping was free. Bitcoinstore.com.
All right. Again, 855, 450, free. So going to some international news, Daryl has a story about Yemen.
Yes, I'm sure most people by now have heard that on Thursday of last week, there was a party heading to a wedding, and that party was attacked by missiles fired from remote control airplanes operated by the U.S. government.
That sounds right.
And the initial
report... How many people were killed?
The initial report was 15 killed, 5 additional injured. I'm seeing another report saying 17 killed and a total of 25 that were either killed or injured.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that would be 17 dead, 8 injured.
Well, we've got to put a stop to terrorist weddings.
Well, the thing is, none of the people that were killed were terrorists.
Well, a likely story.
This is this is one of those problems with killing people from remote control airplanes is, how do you know you've got the right person? This, even if you do have the right person, like, let's leave this whole judging somebody guilty through a trial thing, that everybody deserves a fair trial before they get executed.
Well,
that
this is Yemen, and they don't have British common law in Yemen.
I got that, but this was a United States drone, is that correct?
Yes.
They do have British common law, and we do have the Constitution here. The Constitution doesn't say...
But it doesn't apply outside of the borders,
It doesn't
Mark.
Say that in the Constitution. It doesn't say that at all, yeah.
I know. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
The devil's advocates just don't seem to look at this from a very legal standpoint, in my opinion. No war's been declared on these people.
Another attack that received much less attention happened last Monday, in which 3 people driving down the highway were killed by one of these remote control airplane bombs. The Yemeni government, and this ties in to the resolution that was passed yesterday, the Yemeni government has decided to give compensation for the victims of the wedding attack, and I really like the compensation they're giving. It's the equivalent of $150,000, which is 32 million Yemeni rial,
mm-hmm.
and they're giving them 100 guns. Oh, so the U.S. government killed your family. Here's money and guns. I just think that that's really interesting because that's not something that would happen
in
the U.S.
Certainly
was. Yeah, for sure.
Could you imagine if the surviving family members from the Branch Davidian assault from the ATF? Oh, here's money and guns.
Here's a large rocket.
So the Yemeni parliament yesterday actually passed a resolution banning all strikes by unmanned aerial drones.
Good.
From antiwar.com, Jason Dietz writes,
well, that'll stop the Americans.
The new law says the strikes needed to be banned to maintain the sovereignty of Yemeni airspace. The resolution came amid major protest.
What is a resolution? Has this been a law?
It's non-binding.
Okay, well, then, never mind.
So it does not have...
It wouldn't bind the Americans in the first place.
It would.
How?
Okay, so the fact is that the Yemeni dictator that essentially is over those people is a U.S. puppet state. I mean, he's a sock puppet working for the State Department. So, yeah, if for whatever reason these people say... he says, no, you're not going to do that here, then the State Department essentially has to go by
that. So you're saying that the U.S. government is only doing drone bombings because the president or dictator or whoever of Yemen hasn't told them not to?
Yes.
Well, no, the reason the U.S. government is dropping drone bombs in Yemen is because that's the boyhood home of Osama bin Laden.
And Mara
also...
Wiki.
Well, that's where Anwar al-Awlaki was living when he was killed by one of these remote control airplanes. And it's also, Yemen is considered to be the headquarter country for al-Qaeda in the Arab Peninsula.
Just color me skeptical, Mark, the idea that just because some country's representatives pass... you know, a resolution is going to stop the federal government from doing what they want. I mean, they used to be buddies with Saddam Hussein. That didn't stop them from invading Iraq.
Okay. I think that it would put a halt. You know, there would be some level of downsizing of strikes. If they felt the strike was necessary enough, they'd go ahead and do it. But you can see that they're so liberal with strikes here, they're bombing wedding parties.
Yeah, but they'll have an excuse for it. I mean, if they were to speak about it, which they probably won't, it's probably no comment.
Well, at this point, we can't even verify that it's a U.S. drone. It's somebody else's remote control airplane dropping Hellfire missiles.
Jason Dietz from antiwar.com writes, the U.S. has yet to address the ban on drone strikes, but it did launch another strike against a car in Hadramar province over the weekend, suggesting...
So after the resolution?
I think it was the same day.
Okay.
I don't know the time of day, but there's definitely... One can presume that the U.S. government will not be abiding by this.
All right, so we'll come back here. You can share your thoughts, whether it's international-related or maybe something going on in your hometown, something outrageous that you want to share with our audience. You can bring up whatever you want. 855-453. Coming up, some shocking medical studies that might be a little iconoclastic for you. It's Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now, 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad. when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control here. Toll free. 855-453 is the Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please get your shopping taken care of here this holiday season. You have precious days remaining until Christmas, and of course that means even fewer days until, you know, you can place that order and still get free Super Saver shipping over at Amazon. So if you want to help Free Talk Live and get your Christmas/holiday shopping taken care of tonight or tomorrow or whenever's convenient for you, but sooner is probably better, go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon for the UK, for Canada, and the US. You click into the right Amazon for you, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It is that simple, and it makes a big difference for us. So thank you to everybody who ever shops, whether it's holiday season or during the rest of the year. You can shop anytime you want at shop.freetalklive.com, and it helps us out. Now, freedomsphoenix.com, their readers are given they are exposed the lies and uncovered the secrets. You can go to freedomsphoenix.com and constantly you'll be provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. They have a free daily dispatch, or you can just enjoy their website, freedomsphoenix.com. So Yemen banning drones, basically drone bombings, due to some really egregious bombings on the part of the United States federal government.
Well, not only bombings from the U.S. federal government, but outrage from the local people.
Well, of course.
And that's the thing that hasn't really been getting the media attention.
It never does. I mean, certainly not over here. The media doesn't want to report on the U.S. military killing innocent people.
I've seen the stories of, you know, U.S. government killed 15 as part of a wedding party. But I haven't seen the story of massive protest in response to U.S. government killing 15 people on their way to a wedding.
That sounds like something you might see on RT or The Guardian, but certainly no U.S.-based news sources.
Those people over in Yemen, they're always getting riled up about something.
And Amnesty International, from one story that I'm seeing from the International News, that's the actual name of it. Amnesty International seems to definitely be in support of this ban on drone bombings. And there's a quote from Philip Luther, who's the Middle East and North Africa director, who says, even if it turns out that this was a case of killing based on mistaken identity or dodgy intelligence, whoever was responsible needs to own up to the error and come clean about what happened in this incident.
It'll never happen because some kid was responsible for pressing the button, some, you know, joystick jockey in some room probably 1,000, 2,000 miles away from the incident. They were responsible for pressing the button that murdered those innocent people, but he was just following orders of some superior officer who gave him the instruction, and that order, you know, order was being followed from another superior officer and all on up the line, and so none of those people will be identified or held responsible.
Well, even if he wasn't following an order that was given to him, his commander would probably make up that lie.
Cover for him. Sure.
I probably shouldn't be speaking without knowing, but I think I remember recently in the news, they said something to the effect that Obama approved every single one of the bombings. That
personally approved.
Now, I mean, he doesn't actually have to look at the intelligence. Oh, you say there's some bad guy out there that we want to drop a bomb on? Go ahead. But, I can't.
Well, they also say that Kim Jong-un inspects the exercise equipment at a local gym in Pyongyang.
Right. They claim that Kim Jong-un trains the dolphins at North Korean SeaWorld.
Right, yeah. Yeah. That was one of the things that they revealed in the most recent, I take it you've seen the recent Vice episode.
I have.
So Vice did one of their three now North Korea documentaries, the most recent one where they took Dennis Rodman and the Harlem Globetrotters.
Three of the Harlem Globetrotters.
To do an exhibition game in North Korea. And it's fascinating because they talk about, you know, the obsession that the people there have with the dear leader, in this case, Kim Jong-un, is the current iteration of that. But basically suggesting that, as you said, he trained the dolphins at their SeaWorld, that he designed this gym that they toured, and that he personally has come in and inspected some of the gym equipment, and there's certifications on there that show that this equipment was certified.
All of the equipment with the red placard
was certified by
Kim Jong-un, and he actually came up with a workout routine that is recommended to everyone coming to the gym. This is the Kim Jong-un approved workout routine.
Right. And apparently,
you start at this machine and then go in this order.
And the ones that he has supposedly inspected are more popular machines as well.
So that's the claim.
Would want to, you know. Did you see it too, Mark?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, great.
On your recommendation.
It was very good, wasn't it?
Yes. I wonder if there was a Barack Obama workout routine, if more people would do it. They have to.
Probably, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's all cult of personality.
You know, since we're talking about it, I had this in my prep last week. I never got to it. I teased it one night. But Kim Jong-un has now executed his own uncle, who apparently was his second in command. The story from The Guardian.
For being a traitor. Correct?
Reportedly, yeah.
Okay, well, before you get into the story, I have a question about this. Because North Korea is one of these countries to where if you commit a crime and I am your relative, I get punished as well because treason is hereditary and, you know, crime runs in the blood. So should not Kim Jong-un execute himself because of his traitorous uncle?
Well, maybe uncle is removed enough. Maybe being an uncle is removed enough from Kim Jong to where he's safe.
for sending people to labor camps.
Really?
It's not.
Which is crazy. I mean, there's just so much crazy in North Korea. Story from The Guardian. North Korea has executed Kim Jong-un's uncle as a traitor for all ages, as they say, who confessed to planning a coup, state media has announced. Now, whether he actually confessed that or not is another question, because, again, being announced by North Korean state-run media.
Well, I mean, and if you've been drugged up or beaten or enough or whatever it might be.
Hold on. And remember, under current U.S. common law, silence is admission of guilt.
Yeah, again, the difference is only in degrees between the United States and North Korea.
Not, so what I'm saying is maybe he was given one of these final chance to admit, and he said nothing, so his silence was an admission of guilt.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if that's what happened, because there's not that big of a difference between North Korea and the United States. It's only a difference in degrees.
Yeah, they're using the Constitution now and all the U.S. Precedent.
Jang Song-taek, previously one of the country's most powerful men, was accused of everything from plotting to overthrow the state to instigating disastrous currency reforms and dishing, I don't know how much more disastrous things could get in North Korea, but dishing out pornography in the report from the official news agency KCNA. It sounds like they really threw everything at him except the kitchen sink in this case.
Anything that, you know, everything that might get up somebody upset.
So I wonder if the uncle had anything to do with distributing the supposed porn that Kim Jong-un's ex-girlfriend was
executed for. The one that he executed?
There you go. Now we know.
Her and all of her bandmates.
Yeah. KCNA said a special military tribunal had found him guilty of treason. They denounced him as worse than a dog and despicable human scum. The Rodong Sinmun newspaper carried a photograph of him handcuffed and held by uniformed guards in the courtroom. North Korea announced earlier this week that Jang, thought to be in his late 60s, had been stripped of all posts and expelled from the Workers' Party for offenses including factionalism, corruption, and dissolute behavior. But many had thought his marriage to the youthful leader's aunt, the sister of late leader Kim Jong-il, was likely to save his life. Guess not. In Pyongyang, people crowded around subway station billboards displaying the morning paper and news of the execution, Associated Press reported.
All right, so you kind of answered my question. It's not a blood uncle. It's an uncle by marriage.
Okay.
He was, however, an advisor, though, a very close advisor to Kim Jong-un.
So maybe Kim Jong-un will overthrow his own government.
Well, this is a, you know, this is a warning, right, from Kim Jong-un to the people in the halls of power there, like, is that no one is safe.
Yeah.
Okay, you can be my uncle and next to me at every, you know, speech and trusted, and then all of a sudden the next day you can be put to death.
Yeah.
So
shape up.
Yeah, so 855-450-FREE. We'll continue. There's more to this story about the purging, as they've called it, of Kim Jong's uncle. Here in moments, Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control as well. Shocking medical studies also on the way.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.